Gemara says in Daf on Gimel and Aleph that Mamzer Darshan b'Mechayzer. Mamzer got up and made a set of Darshan b'Mechayzer, and he said Ger Muta b'Mamzer. So Ger is out to marry a Mamzeris. And Ragmul Kaliyama b'Sir Gai with the Gerim were upset by that, and because as Rashi says, that meant to say that Kal Gerim like Kahal, they're not a Kahal, and they stoned them with their Sragim, Amaravim, Ikad the Darsh Musak Yab Duchdo Shichi Giure. Doesn't make sense to say such a Darsh in a place where you have a lot of Gerim. So they got upset at him and they stoned him with their Sragim. The question is, why did they stone him with a Sragim Dafka? It sounds like they happened to have a Sragim in their hands. Why would they be carrying a Sragim at this Drasha of Reb Zera? So I saw a beautiful Hezra in the Sefer Yad Eliyahu from Reb Eliyahu Schulzinger. He says like this. He says, it's Mavur and they weren't Sukkah, Daf Chafayim Abayz, that Reb Zera got married right before Sukkot, and Reb Zera's Shavar Brachas took place during Sukkot in the Sukkah. It says, Ana Achli B'Sukkah V'Chadai B'Chuppah V'Koshchan D'Chadai L'Bai D'Kavin Atardi. He was Mekam, it's a Sukkah, and ate in the Sukkah during his Shavar Brachas. So if his Shabbat was during Sukkot, he says that the minig is during Shabbat is a chasen darshan, he gives a shir. So he says it's mistaber that this drasha that Reb Zera gave about Ger Mutar Ben Mamzeres, that was his Shabbat Brachas drasha. It has to do with Inyanei Nisuin. So it's mistaber that is the drasha that he said during his Shabbat Brachas. And being that it's mavoy that his Shabbat Brachas took place during Sukkot, it's mistaber that the Olam had their lulav and esek with them. Like, you know, the minig antri shalim is an Indian to carry a lulav and esek with you. So they had the lulav and esek, and when they didn't like what he said, they picked up their esregim, they threw it at him, so that's why they happened to have their esregim during this drasha of Reb Zera. Just wanted to be myself, perhaps a different shot, why they were regimen with their esregim dafka. The some Sefer and Shabbos, Naflam and Aleph, says an interesting shot based on the Gemara over there. He says that the Aleph base starts with Aleph and ends with Tuf. And from Aleph to Tuf, that represents the shlemus of a Yid. A Yid has a certain shlemus they could reach in the Torah, going from Aleph all the way till Tuf. But he says the word used for a ger, gimel resh, each letter of ger, gimel and resh, is not the it's not the beginning of the alphas and then the alphas, but it's missing a couple letters. In other words, a ger, the gimel of ger, is three letters into the alphas. Aleph is gimel, so aleph would be the shlemus. Gimel is three away from the shlemus of aleph, and resh is three away from the shlemus of tuf. It's resh and tuf, so you have three away from tuf. So ger is not the same. The reason why a ger is called a ger is because he starts off with less of a shlemus than a regular yid. He says that he could accomplish that same shlemus, that he could be oilen, misal, and get to the shlemus of aleph to tuf. It starts off with less than that. That's why it's not, the ger is not from aleph to tuf, it's just from gimel to resh. It's missing a little bit in the beginning and in the end. And then he can be misal and be masik the madrega of aleph to tuf. And so it's interesting that the word esreg is comprised both of the letters aleph and tuf and resh and gimel. It's Aleph Saf Resh Gimel. So the Aleph and Saf represent the Shlemus of a Yid that he could accomplish, and then Resh and Gimel represents how he starts off as a Gimel Resh, as a Ger. So over here, when Reb Zera Darshan, the Kal Gerim Loki Kahal, and the Ger is Mutab Reb Mamzeres, he said something that made it feel like the Gerim are on a lower level, they're not the same Madrega as a regular Yid, and they felt that they are, or they were, they reached that Madrega. So the Bedafka were Regim him with their Esregim, because Esreg has within it both Aleph and Saf and Resh and Gimel, which is Ger and Aleph and Saf, to show that the Ger also was Masik the Madrega of Aleph and Saf. He's no different than any other Yid, and Kal Gerim is Ikri Kahal, and for that reason, the Bedafka chose to be Regim him with their Esregim.